And over a couple questions, students will start to accumulate some money. With that money, they can then head into the shop where they can purchase upgrades.
Man, this younger generation, we need to follow them because they're doing cool stuff.
And now it's time for another edulicious episode of the Bentley Brothers Podcast, bringing you what's current and what works in education. Here are your hosts, Scott and Tim Bentley.
Bentley Brothers, Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bentley Brothers, yep. Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Yep.
First name Bentley, last name Brothers, bringing education information like no other.
I'm Tim Bentley. I teach fifth grade in a beautiful Lake Elsinore, California. And this is...
Hey, Tim, I was at a question. I'm Scott, by the way. I'm in Irvine. Is there actually a lake in Lake Elsinore?
Yes,
it is California.
Like, it's not like the book Holes.
Okay.
Camp Green Lake with no lake. Yeah, it actually dried up in the 50s, though. It was.
You are a Lake Elsinore historian. I know that.
I actually am. I know a lot about Lake Elsinore history. It's not something necessarily to be proud of, but.
I think it's part of your retirement plans, aren't it?
Well, no.
Give historical tours of Lake Elsinore.
Oh, yeah. There we
for
go.
For just small amounts of money.
For a buck of Joe. So I'm going to give a tip today, Scott.
Yeah, Tim, I'd love to hear a tip from you. In fact, today's show is all about me learning from you, and everything that I do that's cool is pretty much coming from you, bro.
Oh, yeah, whatever. So I'm on Thanksgiving break right now, and what I've been working on.
That's so mean. Way to rub it in.
Yeah, well, you get plenty of breaks too. So what I've been working on is creating some slides for my Apple TV. So I know that there's a lot of teachers out there that have Apple TVs now. Mm. I've been blessed, really stoked about this. I have two TV monitors now in my classroom, large screen TVs. And I have one, I used a splitter to hook up one Apple TV that goes to both TV monitors. So every kid in my class can see easily what's going on. And then I also have a second, here's a kind of a side tip. I have a second Apple TV that's hooked up to the other HDMI import on the second TV for things like GimKit that we're going to talk about today. So I can actually have both TV monitors showing a different device, which means I can have two games going on at once in my classroom so that I can have a game for the kids that are a little bit more advanced, and then a game for the kids that are not quite as advanced. So those kids feel like they have a chance to win. But what I wanted to give a tip on today, that's one of my tips having to do with Apple TV. My second one is create slides, get the Flickr app, sign up for Flickr, which is a Yahoo photo cloud storage, and create some slides that you can then loop on your screen. And you basically have a virtual bulletin board that will change all the time, and they're way easier to make than the traditional bulletin boards, stapling all that stuff and getting the butcher paper and having it bleach out with the sun and all that stuff. It's really cool. So
that's awesome. That sounds almost as good as me live streaming bears feeding in Alaska, Tim.
That's coming next when I'm a little bit more advanced. I'll be able to do that. All right, so we are super stoked today to have a high schooler. I think this is the second time in like almost 200 shows, Scott, that we have had a high schooler on our, and this is for a little bit of a different reason today. We have Josh Feinsilber, Feinsilber, Josh Feinsilber, with us on the show today. He is 17 years old, out of Seattle, Washington, and he is the creator of GimKit. At 17. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, that's right.
Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
That is impressive. Now, how old were you when you made it? You were 16, right?
Yeah, I was 16 when I started. It was tail end of my sophomore year. So, yep, I was 16.
So you're a junior.
I'm a senior now. I just started my senior year.
Gotcha. But Oh, is it the tail end? So it was about a year and a half ago when you created GimKit.
Yep, about last few days of April or first few days of May of 2017 is when I think I started. That's kind of the earliest I have some evidence of sorts.
Okay, now we're dying to hear the story. So tell us, how did it get started? I mean, was this a class project? How did the idea develop? Did you work with a team of students? You know, I'm sure you've told this story many times, so give us the story.
Okay, sure. So I guess the fair thing to do is to give some context first on kind of how I was able to build this. So I went to a traditional high school for my first year, ninth grade. And then for my 10th grade year, this new high school opened up in my district, and it's still a public school, but it is a very different type of high school. At my high school, we don't have classes, we don't have grades, and we do projects and internships as our schoolwork. And so this is my first year at the school, and I'd done a couple of projects throughout the year, and I wanted something new that would really challenge myself, a project that would, I mean, it was originally an engineering challenge, so that's what I was going for, is a really big engineering challenge. And I started thinking of different things I could build. And I thought back and I said, you know what? I really, really enjoyed using Kahoot and Quizlet Live and those types of tools when I was in traditional school. But I think there's probably some ways that they could be better. And from that, I said, all right, what if I kind of built a version of a classroom quiz game on my own? And so that's how it first started. And I basically just brainstormed with my friends of a bunch of different ideas. We went around interviewing teachers and students to try to figure out kind of what their pain points were with the existing tools. And from that, we bounced off ideas together of a bunch of different solutions to do that. And GymKit, kind of this current gameplay, is the best that we think we could have offered.
Wow. Josh, when you were in a traditional style, because I really love the style of high school that you're describing, my school is trying to do that at the elementary level. But tell me, was there a difference in how you were performing in the traditional style to now in this new style?
Sure.
And if so, like, what is it, the projects that drives you? Is it just the lack of grades? And that, I think that's tremendous, by the way. I mean, what is it that makes you create something like this besides just being assigned it, right?
Sure. Well, I was, and it surprises people at my school, but I was a completely different student before I moved to this new school. I was the kind of the class clown of sorts. I would, you know, say stuff to get attention, and I would kind of walk the lines with my teachers of not getting into trouble, which, like, if you ask people at my school now, they would not believe me because I'm just kind of a completely different student now. But I was challenged in traditional school, but I was kind of bored, you know, if that makes sense. And so I would do stuff that would entertain me, which was, you know, getting attention and making jokes and talking when I wasn't even supposed to. And I had done, like, some small projects, you know, on the side during school, you know, I had my interest and all that. But for some reason, when I went to this school and I was kind of given the opportunity to, it kind of clicked for me. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to be able to kind of take advantage of the opportunity of this freedom. For a lot of students, it's hard. I mean, you know, we're so used to being told exactly what to do, when it's due by, what the criteria is for success. You know, we're used to being told exactly what we need to do. And now all of this freedom is given to you. And a lot of students do struggle with it. I was lucky enough that I was able to kind of run with it, and it worked out really well for me. But yeah, I mean, it works, I think, really well for some students. It's really hard for some other students. I just happen to be really lucky that it worked really well for me.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Josh.
Yeah.
Now tell us a little bit more about developing the game. Do you have a background in programming? I mean, like, if I decided I've got a great idea for a game, I don't think I could do what you've done. I mean, I know I can't. So what's your background? How were you able to actually develop something like this?
That's a good question. Well, when I first started GymKit, I'd actually only been programming for less than a year. So that's, I hope, somewhat inspiring, because it's only been about 9 or 10 months since I started programming, because I started learning how to program during the summer between my freshman and sophomore year. And a big part, which I was lucky again, is the internship piece at my school. When I went to my school, I got an internship at a startup, which I worked with an engineer, and he really helped me improve my engineering skills. And basically, I was doing stuff for the startup here at my internship. And now this engineering challenge was, okay, all this stuff I'm doing here, what if I brought it into one of my own projects? So that really helped. But I mean, I've never paid a single cent to learn anything in terms of computer science. I mean, I've done all online tutorials, and, you know, but the internship part has been a huge piece. Finding someone to mentor you and help you out through stuff has been super helpful. So, I mean, even for someone not in my situation, finding someone that's doing in the field that can help you has been super important.
So why don't you tell us, for the listeners that don't know about GymKit, probably should have started with that, but tell them what GymKit is, what makes it special. And I just want to say before you share that it is special, because I learned about it this last summer, been playing it nonstop since. I even play with friends on the weekend. We pull it up on the TV and just on the fly come up with something and play it, because it's just so engaging and fun. But my kids would pretty much pay to play the game. In fact, one of my plans on my Thanksgiving break is to email the families and set up a time where we're going to kind of meet online, and I'm going to stream the playing board, the website, for the kids to see, so that they have a code and everything to sign up. But we're going to play. I know I'm going to get a bunch of kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, gotta, I want to show up for that. You got to invite me to that. I'll show up.
That would be awesome.
I would show up for that. That sounds fun. Yeah,
your class would freak out, Tim.
Show up. Yeah, just let me know the time. I'll show up.
Okay, sweet. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
tell us about GimKit.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, as I said, developing GimKit, I really wanted to focus on kind of the pain points or the weaknesses of the other classroom quiz games, which in fairness actually opened up kind of a good amount of weaknesses in GimKit itself. So I'll explain to you kind of how it works. But I think an important thing to keep in mind is it's not really a replacement for the other quiz tools. I think they all really have their niche when you should use them. But let me kind of explain GimKit and kind of where I would think it's best to use. So GimKit is a classroom quiz game with strategy. So unlike, you know, traditional classroom quiz games where you just answer questions, there is a strategic element to it. And basically students answer questions, and if they get a question correct, they earn a little bit of money. If they get a question incorrect, they lose a little bit of money. And over a couple of questions, students will start to accumulate some money. With that money, they can then head into the shop where they can purchase upgrades. And with those upgrades, they can choose ones that align to their strengths. So some upgrades are ones that allow you to earn more money per question. There's other upgrades that allow you to purchase insurance so that if you get a question wrong, you don't lose as much money. It's really up to the student to decide what they want to buy and when. And so students earn money by answering questions, and they go back into the shop and buy the upgrades or power-ups that align with their strengths. And they try to beat their other students by coming up on the top of the leaderboard. And so I think a really great place to use GimKit is for review. I think it's a really great place. I think actually Kahoot is, for example, is actually like a much better tool for introducing new content. GimKit is self-paced, so every students move at their own time. They don't do the same questions everyone else is doing. They move through questions at their own pace, and they aren't rewarded for answering quicker. Whereas Kahoot, I think Kahoot's really great for introducing new content. Because everyone does the same question at the same time, there's a chance there for the teacher to talk through the content. The teacher can then see right after a question's answered how many students got it correct and incorrect, and then can talk through if needed to be. GimKit is different, in which students go at their own pace, and that means I think it's much better for review because you're filling that time up with a lot more content. And so students really like it because of the strategic piece. It gives teachers a lot of data because students answer questions multiple times, so there's repetition in the questions. But really, I think it's fine. It's a really great place in terms of a review game. I would definitely recommend giving it a shot. Students really seem to like it because the game's different every time, even with different content, but of course with a different strategy for each and every game. So that's, I think, where GimKit really fits in well.
Now, the way that you create GimKit games, they're called kits. The way that you create them for the teachers that are interested in using this, it is, you can literally create a 50 question GimKit in less than 5 minutes. Because all you do is you go to Quizlet and you pull data from Quizlet and import it into the GimKit platform and create the questions right there. Now, I've found you can also create your own questions. What I like to do is go in and import the questions out of Quizlet and then edit them in GimKit, because for the multiple choice questions that are a little bit trickier than sometimes that you get with the random nature of just pulling in all these, you know, different answers that the computer generates for you. Now, yeah. I would beg to differ with you on one thing.
Okay, sure.
I think that GimKit is great for introducing new content.
Oh, okay. Have you used it for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, here's why. In Kahoot, you get one shot at each question. So the kids answer a question, and you're right. The teacher can stop and discuss it and do a little bit of teaching, a little mini lesson, and then move on to the next question. With GimKit, it's all self-paced. The kids are just reading questions and answering them as fast as they can. But the thing that I love about GimKit is that you loop all the questions. So let's say you got 30 questions in there. The kids do the same 30 questions over and over again for that whatever time limit that you set or whatever dollar amount that you set for the kids to earn. And so my kids are seeing the same questions. They get it wrong. They view the correct answer. Then they see it again and they're like, oh, I remember this one. And they get it right. So they start learning the content as they're playing. And I love that on GymKit, you have this little line graph going. So if I'm introducing new content, what I see is a line graph at the beginning that's going down, down, down. Kids are losing money like crazy. And then all of a sudden they start catching on and they're picking up some of the content and the line graph starts crawling up, going up. And before you know it, it's just going to the stars. You know that? And to me, that line graph is showing me learning. That's learning happening in my classroom.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I do know obviously people that use it for introducing new content. But that's great. I think actually something else that we added in pretty recently, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to use it. It's called Kit Collab. But have you used it?
I used it one time.
Okay, great. I think that actually also could be pretty cool for introducing new content. Or at least, you know, if you do a lesson one day to kind of sort of like an exit ticket sort of thing. So Kit Collab is basically, instead of you writing any of the questions, you start a game and then each student contributes a question. You kind of accept it or reject it. And then you kind of just play the game that the students just made. So that I've seen teachers use that a lot for exit tickets. So they do a lesson and they do a 10-minute GymKit. The students make the questions and then they just answer the questions they just made. So that also works really well.
Yeah, that is so novel. That is completely different.
I love it. Hey, Josh, I have a quick question. I'm going to interrupt
sure.
you. I know you're pumped up to talk to Josh. If we get the most referrals before December 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we eligible for this as podcasters, or I'm going to say no, probably not, but
no, you are.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Tim, did you know that they're having a contest right now on GymKit
for the stickers?
Well, Josh, tell about it.
All right. Yeah. Well, so we're giving away packs of stickers every month. And basically you can win a ticket to get a pack of stickers by just referring people. And if you refer someone, you and that person gets a ticket to the drawing. And then we do that every month. But I'm doing something where whoever gets the most referrals by the 10th of December, I'm going to fly out to the school and meet them and their students.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Tim's head spinning right now. He's tweeting as we talk.
You got to share with your referral link though, for it to count. So you can't, you know, obviously share just a link to GymKit. So if you go to your referral page, you'll see a link to a custom link for you.
And I'm sharing mine on the show, Tim. You're not allowed to share. Just kidding, bro.
Yeah, right on. So a couple other questions for you. How has your life changed? Now, it took off when? When did GymKit really take off?
It took off about 7 or 8 months after I first launched. And that was a big learning moment for me. I built the first version over the summer, mainly between my sophomore, my junior year, and a little bit into my junior year. And then I had this idea of, I launched it and now I'm going to go share with everyone what I made, right? Because I was so proud of it and I want everyone to know that I made this thing. However, quickly after, I found a mentor to help me out, and he taught me that, hey, slow down a bit. You just made this thing in a few months. These other guys, they've been doing this for years and they have dozens of employees and millions of VC dollars. It's like, slow down a bit. And that was really hard for me at first. I mean, I'd been working on this at the time for 6 months, which is like the longest I'd worked on one thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? I made this thing. I really need to share with everyone. And he taught me the importance of slowing down, finding who's using GymKit, why they're using it, and what they want, and slowly iterating it over time. And so up to this point, I mean, I haven't done any marketing. I mean, I have a Twitter, but that's basically it. And it's all been word of mouth. And from that, from little pieces of improvement, more and more people started to hear about it. And then it really bursted in April, May-ish. That's really, really when it took off.
Of this year, of 2018?
Yes, of this year, 2018.
Yeah, yeah. And how has your life changed? I mean, you're in high school. So you're not like where you got all day to run a business. So what's your life look like right now?
Well, I'm lucky enough that at least 3 days of the week I'm at school. And, you know, as I said, we're a project-based school. So a majority of my schoolwork is GymKit. So on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, a majority of my schoolwork is GymKit. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, those are my internship days. So I have to work on GymKit in the afternoon.
Shouldn't you be prepping for AP tests?
So yeah, I mean, that's what I work on for majority of my school day on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'm lucky with that. But it's still a whole lot to manage. And, you know, I do a lot at home, and that's what you would call homework, right? So it's really hard to manage, especially since I'm the only one working on GimKit, but it's a really great challenge and I love working on it. So it's fantastic.
And you, go ahead, Scott.
No, I was going to say, Josh, that's not what I would call homework. That's what I would call a passion. And that's worthwhile to do at home. Not a lot of the homework that's being handed out yep. there for sure.
Yeah. One of the crazy things about GimKit, for those people that have not been there yet, is that if you need help, you know, Josh's picture over right there on the side, you just click on it and you can be chatting with Josh to get help on GimKit right there.
That's correct. Yeah. Every single time someone chats, I get a notification on my phone. So,
wow.
That's the only place where I have someone helping me out is I do have someone help me out with the support. But yeah, besides that, it's very busy. Yeah.
Just you. Wow. So where are you headed from here? You hang out with Zuckerberg or?
Well, I mean, originally.
Don't do that, by the way.
Yeah. So I originally, back in, before it blew up, we were kind of, at my school, we have something called a senior project. And that's supposed to be our largest project, our huge project. And and so I was like, okay, of course it's going to be GimKit. I mean, I can't really see not working on it. But this was before it blew up. And when I started planning for all of this. And for the senior project. And then, you know, obviously April, May came around and it blew up and it got much more popular. And so I did that. I was like, okay, that's great. But let me see, you know, with the summer, how many people actually come back? And I was very surprised that kind of the growth continued after the summer ended. So actually, I guess a good thing to put in mind is, yeah, because, you know, I'm not funded by any sort of venture capitalists or anything. The service does cost money. There's a free version, but there's a paid version as well. And so from those paid subscriptions, people have been helping support GimKit and help me grow it. And so I'm very lucky to be able to actually work on this after high school, which is going to be great. So that's what I'm going to be doing is after high school, I'll be able to work on this full time.
Well, teachers, this money that you pay is going for Josh here to make this happen. So let's all like go for it. This is the guy we want our money going to for sure.
That's right.
Thank you.
$50 a year, you know, that's like what, $5 a month?
Yep, $5 a month.
It's nothing. I mean,
that's like one cup of coffee less. Come on.
Oh, everybody. And you'll play it with your class over and over and over again, and it's so worth it. All right, Josh. What else? What's coming new in GimKit?
Sure. So what I'm working on right now, what's going to be launched over the next few weeks is currently in GimKit, each game is kind of its own self-contained thing. And so you start off with $0 and then you end the game and, you know, there's the leaders of the leaderboard and then no, nothing counts the next time around. So what's coming next in GimKit is a feature called Seasons. So you're going to be able to create seasons in your classroom in which you'll be able to track a student's balance over multiple games. So now there's kind of three ways to compete. There's the normal way that you competed right now, which is just per game. And then your students will be able to compete against each other given throughout a season. You can decide how long you want a season to last, a week, a month, a unit, it's really up to you. But your students will compete against each other throughout the season. So they have to perform well over multiple games and they can't just do well in one game. And they'll see their balance against their other classmates. And then the final way to compete is class periods against each other. So if you're in middle or high school, at least, you may have, you know, four or five different classes, and you can have those different classes compete all together throughout a given season. So that is what's coming next. And it works for live games and assignments. And so for assignments, if a student's behind, they can complete a homework assignment multiple times to kind of catch up on the season leaderboard. But yeah, it's a really nice way to track student progress over time. So I'm really excited for that.
Tim, this is so close to clans. I love it, dude. Battling period, like,
yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So fun. I'm telling you, you got to play this. So a couple of things. So I play all the time. My kids, you know, we play all the time. And this last week, I've got 34 kids in my class, but 32 were present. And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? This is kind of crazy, but we're going to play teams of eight.
Okay.
And so there are four teams of eight. I mean, you have a team mode, which I really like too, because the kids that struggle a little bit more, if you play teams of two or three, which is like the normal thing, you know, then they actually have a chance because they might be playing with someone that's a little bit more, you know, confident in the game or whatever. And so I put them in teams of eight just to see what would happen. Oh my gosh, it was like World War III broke out. they were screaming at each other, and it was like, talk about passion. It was great. And then another thing is that for our listeners to know, you can actually assign, one of my favorite features of this is that you can create a class. That's just in the pro version, right? That you can create a class?
Nope, that's actually in all versions.
Oh, everybody can create a class. Okay, so you just real quickly drop your kids' names in there. And you know in Kahoot how you the kids go in and write their name in? Well, they just pick from a list of names so that they're already pre-entered for them. But you can actually go in and create assignments with the GIM kits. So I have created an assignment for each one of the GIM kits that I've made, and I made the assignment due in a year, which my kids will be gone in a year, but that way they can play it over and over again throughout the year. And then I have a Google Doc that's a hyperlink page that goes to each one of my GIM kits. They can click on it and go play it when they finish their work. And I've got kids all over. That's their first choice of what to do when they're done with their work, is to go play GIM kits. Oh, and so sweet. The kids are practicing them and getting ready for the next time that we play it for real so that they can win. And what I do in my classroom for the winners, you know how the in college football, you get the stickers on your helmet if you make tackles or whatever, and that's kind of like your bragging rights. Well, I ordered on Amazon address labels, gold address labels that say, I'm a winner, Mr. Bedley's class, booyah.
Nice, nice.
And then
Tim Bedley, you are a genius.
I pass these stickers out to the winners of each game if they're on the, you know, the top three. And, yeah. And then the kids stick their stickers on their binders. So they do, my kids will not get rid of their binders, even if they're falling apart. And so they got the bragging rights, you know, from winning a number of GIM kit games. So anyway, what the kids want to do is go to the games that are the hardest games and practice those, because then when we play, you'll be the only expert on that game, and you'll be able to beat everybody else and win yourself a sticker. So
that's great.
Tim,
that's awesome.
I stole that sticker idea. I don't know if I told you this. And the kids were starting to put them on their Chromebooks. And I was like, no, no, those are school Chromebooks. You can't do that.
Yeah, and they won't be able to take them with them, and then they'll be bumped, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We actually have clans starting in our class, and they're collecting stickers on one page so they can say, look, our clan has made the most stickers by winning.
Nice, nice.
I love it. Yeah, I get the gold shiny ones on the address labels. It's like $10 for 500 stickers. They last you like a long time, you know. So
I don't know with as much as you're playing, Tim.
I know. I'm going through them like crazy. I bought 1,000. All right. So Josh, we could talk to you all day. We're going to switch gears with you now and play a little game with you, if you don't mind.
All right. Let's do it.
So you've created a super cool game for kids to play here in the year 2018. You're only 17 years old. And if I'm not, if my math is good, then that means you were born in 2001. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. 2001. So we're going to ask you about some things besides you that came into being in 2001.
Oh, geez. Okay.
In the year 2000.
We're calling our little game 17 Years in the Making. Scott, tell our audience who Josh will be competing for today.
Josh, you're going to be competing for Kate Daniel, a sixth grade teacher in the beautiful city of San Diego.
All right. What happens if I lose and what happens if I win?
If you lose, Josh, she will cry and so will her students. If you win, though, and you get 2 out of 3 questions correct, Kate, she'll be awarded a free download of the ridiculously popular Edu Rock Band, Rockin' the Standards.
All right. Stakes are high.
Okay, so here we go, Josh, with your first question about the year 2001. I'm sure you remember it well. 2001 brought about a big invention that has to do with how we listen.
That would be the iPod.
Okay, hang on. We got to get
okay.
All right.
Which
one got its start in 2001? Is it A?
The iPod.
Or B?
Streaming online audio.
Or C?
Satellite radio.
I'm going to go A, iPod.
Well, I better Google that one real fast because it was satellite radio.
It Scott, was satellite radio?
Yeah, Scott, Google that. Maybe I made up a false answer that was actually correct as well.
See, iPod release date.
Tim.
What?
October 23rd, 2001. Oh. The first version.
My answers. I'm like, the iPod probably came out around 2001. I'll have to throw that one in there too. Well, yeah, that was pretty lame. Okay. Well, that is correct, Josh. Along with satellite radio that came out in 2001, XM, and so on. So anyway, all right, Josh, question number two. Another great invention brought to us in the year 2001 is the wrinkle-free shirt.
Yes, I love that. Although my shirt right now is very wrinkled.
Same.
I need to find out where to buy those.
Yes, invented by a fashion house in Florence, Italy, the wrinkle-free shirt sold for which retail price? Is it A?
$400.
Or B?
$1,400.
Or is it C?
$4,000.
Oh, geez. Can you repeat those again?
Yeah, we got 400, 1400, or 4000.
Oh, was there a fee, Tim, in like getting it from Italy? Is that why it was so expensive?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine a shirt costing more than $400, but these two other answers here are tricking me up. I mean, I feel like I want to go 400, but I saw that up here. Oh no. I'm going to go 4000. Why not?
4000. A shirt correct? For $4000? Guess what? That is correct.
All right. Sweet.
I can't. Wow. Yeah, I know. Now I know why I don't have any of those, Tim.
Well,
I buy my shirts for $25.
Come down a little since then. But all right. Finally, cell phones were becoming more common in 2001. So one company came up with an add-on to make your cell phone experience even better. Which of the following inventions made the cell phone even handier in 2001? Was it A?
Wind up cell phone. Is your battery going dead? Just crank this generator on the back of your phone for 30 seconds and you'll create enough battery power to give yourself a 5-minute call. Tim, I need that on my iPhone today. I'm always getting Slack from my friends. Charge your phone, bro.
Okay, where is it B?
A pocket keyboard. Attach this handy mini keyboard to your cell and your T9 woes will be over.
Josh, do you even know what T9 is?
Yes, I do.
You do? Wow. Okay.
My parents used to have a T9 smartphone, I guess you can call it. So yeah.
Okay, or is it C?
C is a cigarette lighter. Yep, that's right. Light up your life with this 12-volt cigarette light. I feel like I'm on like the Price is Right selling thing. Yep, that's right. Light up your life with a 12-volt cigarette lighter that attaches to the back of your phone. Josh.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
Three choices.
Okay.
Wind-up cell phone, the generator, the pocket keyboard, or the cigarette lighter that goes on the back of your phone.
So the generator, I mean, I don't know how small the batteries were that back then, but 30 seconds for 5 minutes to charge sounds pretty generous. So I'm a little bit iffy on that. And then let's see. The other ones were the cigarette lighter and the keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know if even T9 phones were a thing back then. So I don't know. I'm gonna go the wind up.
You're going with the wind up. Well, guess what? You got that right as well.
All right.
Yes, sweet. Sir. We just need to bring that back. I mean, to be fair,
Scott was giving me the little hint there. But, you know.
I was just stretching. My shoulders they were hurting. So,
Scott, how did Josh do today?
Good job, Josh. You got 2 out of 3 correct. And that's good. And I love your integrity, by the way, Josh. That's good enough to be a winner. Congratulations, Josh. You won absolutely nothing.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
But Kate, a 6th grade teacher, just won a free download of Rockin' the Standards album, Education Rock and Roll Music for 2nd through 6th graders.
All right, Tim. Josh. Yes, Josh, tell us the new fans out there can connect with you. Twitter, email, whatever you want to give out.
Sure. Yeah. So you can follow GimKit on Twitter. That's at GimKit, and that's GIMKIT. And it's also our domain, just GimKit.com. And you can email me, Josh@GimKit.com. I respond to every single email I get.
Wow. That's awesome. Very, very cool. All right. And we just want to remind our listeners about Global School Play Day coming up the first Wednesday in February. And go to globalschoolplayday.com, sign up, learn more. We really appreciate you guys listening, and we'd love it if you would write us a review, right, Scott?
Yeah. any of those reviews just gets the word out. This Tim and I do this for free. We wanted to share some of these amazing things that are out there with you, our co-conspirators in the classroom that are trying to make education a valuable experience for our students. And we're so thankful for you. We just hope you share it out. Get the word out there about some of the things like GymKit and Empatico and definitely Global School Play Day, because you know, kids need to be out there playing, developing creative minds and building empathy and problem-solving skills and having that freedom so they're able to make things like Josh here has made. So Josh, man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks guys for having me. I really appreciate it. And let me know about the Thanksgiving kit. I'll be sure to join.
That sounds good. And you know, I think we need to have you back on the show again, maybe with one of your teachers or somebody that's founded your school to talk to us more about that. Cause boy, I got a million questions about that as well. That sounds awesome.
Sure. Just email me. I can get us in contact. So
right
just
email me. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. But most of all, thanks for listening.
Mom and
Dad.
Yeah.
We love you, Mom and Dad.
Like it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So I could be one of those Bedley brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bedley brothers, Bedley brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bedley brothers, Bedley brothers, bringing...